USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC advisory panel says most Americans should get the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine instead of a Johnson & Johnson shot because it can cause rare blood clots that have so far killed 9 people. Up till this point, federal officials have treated all 3 shots equally. The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson said it remains confident the overall positive benefit-risk profile of its vaccine. At the White House, President Biden said it's past time for people to get their boosters.
Boosters are free, safe, and convenient. About 60 million people have been boosted. So go get your shot today. Go get boosted if you had your first 2 shots. If you haven't, go get your first shot.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden has conceded that the Build Back Better bill won't get passed this year. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
How to protect yourself during the pandemic has become a major concern.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying the strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose. And if you've had the J&J dose, one was probably not the right number, and you would need a second dose if you want good immune protection. That is, you're an adult at risk. For everybody else, I would say there's no need to do anything different. We're getting new data now on Omicron. It appears to be more mild. It will be the dominant virus COVID strain in the United States probably by February. I'm not sure that's something we need to worry about since it'll displace probably a more dangerous virus that is Delta.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can listen to the news anytime, whether it's current breaking stories or previous stories from the past. Log on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.